My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
I'm John Batchelor. Canis lupus, the wolf. All dogs, to my understanding, are descended from the wolf. This is the primary dog. And in the news, this is AP reporting from Billings, Montana. Montana wildlife commissioners moved to shut down gray wolf hunting in a portion of the state, Montana, around Yellowstone National Park, amid mounting criticism over a record number of the animals shot or trapped after roaming across the park boundary this winter. This conjoins with articles in Science Magazine and Nature Magazine. Quote, hunters are killing gray wolves in the northern Rocky Mountains in numbers not seen since the animals were driven to near extinction in the continental United States in the 20th century. I go immediately to Terry Anderson of the Hoover Institution in Bozeman, Montana. Terry has taught me over the years about the wildlife of the Wild West and how maintaining that wildlife is a balancing between private enterprise, state enterprise, and the animals themselves. In this instance, the Canis lupus. Terry, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. First, what we're looking at here is a breaking news story, so I pull back from it only to note that the governor of the state of Montana, Governor Greg Gianforte, is also a person who has been recently identified as having shot, trapped and killed a wolf from Yellowstone last year on private land. So this is a story of the governor of Montana, the government of Montana, but the government of all these Rocky Mountain states. What's happened, Terry? Why this sudden explosion of interest in the wolves? Good evening to you.
Oh, good evening, John. Well, the numbers are clear. There have been a record number of wolves killed outside the park. Let me emphasize outside, meaning within, say, 40 miles of the park boundaries. It could be 50, but outside the park boundary. And those are wolves that migrate out. They migrate back. I think part of the reason there's such a migration out this year is that the numbers of their prey inside the park have gone down dramatically, as the Park Service hoped. When the wolves were reintroduced, they were reintroduced largely to help control the massive elk populations. The elk were eating the willows and grass along the rivers, and the biologists said, we need to control the population. Hunting wasn't allowed in Yellowstone. They brought the wolf, and the numbers on the northern herd plummeted. The northern just divide Yellowstone in half. The numbers plummeted after the wolf came in. These were easy prey. The wolves not only got lots to eat, they reproduced well, and now there are over 500 wolves in the Yellowstone ecosystem.
And the wolves then did their job, the apex predator, as you've taught me to understand. So this recent controversy seems to be the trapping and killing of wolves outside the park. Is that correct? And what is the thinking about why wolves outside the park are being reduced so dramatically? Do they disrupt the private part of Montana in some new fashion?
Well, I think first the reason for the outcry is somewhat from the biologists who are studying wolves saying, now we don't have as many to study, and the killing outside the park is disrupting the packs. Packs are groups of wolves, usually around eight animals per pack. And they do have a social organization, a social bonding, and if you kill one out of the eight, it can disrupt the pack. They may have lower reproduction rates, lower killing rates. So that's part of the concern. Another part is, and I think it's useful to emphasize that there are several reasons that people care about wolves. First off, there's the fact that they're just a utilitarian. We talked before about the fact that wolves have reduced car vehicle collisions in Wisconsin and Michigan. So that's a utilitarian view of why we should have more. Then there's the sort of ecological, this balancing of the ecosystem, as one of the Park Service people put it. Then on top of that, there's a moral reason that the Ojibwa consider wolves to be their brothers. And then finally, there's simply the aesthetic reason. I want to see them. And I think that the last one, seeing them, is a large part of what this outcry is. There's a big industry that is formed around taking people on wolf watching tours.
The reduction of the elk herd, I read from the reporting, is gone from numbers about 142,000 to 92,000. I'm unfamiliar with the elk effect on the ecosystem, but recently you and Professor Parker led me to understand that the deer have a dramatic effect upon the ecosystem if they are allowed to grow unchecked, and the apex predator checks this. You mentioned the willow eating. Does the ecosystem of Montana change if the elk are not managed?
Absolutely. But again, within Yellowstone, in Montana, they're managed in part by hunting. Inside Yellowstone, they aren't. If before the wolf, if you went into Yellowstone, you would not find willows along the rivers, and therefore you wouldn't find beavers in the rivers, and therefore you wouldn't find beaver dams, and therefore you wouldn't have the natural dam system that checks floods and creates ponds where trout can live. So all these things are interconnected. Inside the park, clearly the elk population was way out of the kinds of carrying capacity there might have been. Outside the park, people like myself, hunters, are part of that control system. And once the numbers in Yellowstone declined, the wolves followed the elk outside. And that's part of what's happening here. And I should note that these wolves are not just in a 50-mile radius of Yellowstone. These wolves are clear to the northern part of Montana, to the eastern border with North Dakota. I hunt in the central part of Montana and often see wolf tracks. Seldom see wolves. They are not easy to hunt and shoot, as these articles might suggest.
The reporting also says that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is getting involved in this debate, looking at the wolves. The question is, should the endangered species protections be extended to them again? That was true for a long time, and that was lifted. So is this on-again, off-again endangered species conversant with how wolves live and what you're saying to me? You're saying the ecosystem is damaged when they're removed.
Yes, well, I like your term on-again, off-again, and it is just that. The same has been true with the grizzly bear. It should be noted that the wildlife in general is the property, if you will, of the states. And so Montana effectively controls the wildlife inside our borders here. And the Fish and Wildlife Department that recently shut down the wolf hunting on the borders of Yellowstone is cognizant of their management authority. Wolves are not in any way back to the numbers they were when they were on the endangered species lists. They have moved, as I said, moved all over Montana, and that's a healthy thing. That means they're breeding with wolves from Canada. So it's a healthy thing. I think that putting them back on the endangered species list is nonsense. Montana Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks can handle it. Idaho can. Wyoming can. Colorado can. It's not something that the feds need to be involved in other than within Yellowstone.
Then what is driving this, Terry? Is it commercial interests? You mentioned the biologists before. You also mentioned the tour guides. That's driving the controversy?
I think it's a combination of the ecological value of wolves in Yellowstone, and that's where the biologists are saying, you know, we don't want the numbers to get too low. So that's part of it. I think it's partly the aesthetic and value that come from the groups that guide these tours. And then finally, there is a moral argument that it's not appropriate to hunt these animals. But human beings have been part of the balance, if you will, to ecosystems since the time we dropped out of trees. And human beings are an integral part of managing elk as well as wolves. And I think that's what the Fish and Wildlife Departments are about, helping people manage these game animals, elk, but at the same time making sure that we don't have too many wolves. And there are parts of Montana that have many.
the detail. We just have a minute. Governor Greg Gianforte, the hunter and trapper, was given a warning, according to the AP, for violating state hunting park hunting rules after he trapped and killed a wolf. Why? What was this offense?
His offense was a failure to report the kill in the appropriate time and way that is required by Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. He admitted, yes, I failed to do it in the appropriate way. There was nothing illegal about the way he shot the wolf or about where he shot the wolf. All of that was legal. It was just a matter of saying, I shot it on Tuesday, and I forgot to tell you until Thursday.
Terry Anderson of the Hoover Institution in Bozeman, Montana, commenting on Governor Greg Gianforte, sometimes a trapper, sometimes a governor in the state of Montana. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey, guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.